Chapter 4. "Well, well, well," said an old woman. "Who are you?" Gretel was scared, but she opened her eyes. She saw a long, thin nose, a little beard, and two small black eyes. On the old woman's head was a tall black hat. She had long grey hair. Her clothes were all black and grey, and her fingers were thin and long. She had a black cat in her arms. "Do you like my house?" said the old woman. "Yes, it's beautiful," said Gretel. She was a little scared. "Did you eat some of my house?" "A little bit," said Gretel. "I'm Gretel, and this is my brother Hansel. We're sorry we ate some of your house, but we were very hungry." "Well, don't eat my house," said the old woman. "I need to live here, but you can stay here and do some little jobs for me. I'll give you a warm bed, and I'll make you cakes and biscuits." "And chocolate?" asked Hansel. "Are you a good boy?" asked the old woman. "Oh, yes," said Hansel. "Then you can have chocolate too." Hansel and Gretel went into the old woman's house and sat at the table in her kitchen. She made tea and gave them some biscuits. They weren't hungry now, and they weren't scared. They were happy to help the old woman. She couldn't see very well, so she needed their help. "Will you help me to clean my house?" she asked. "Yes," said Gretel. "Will you help me in my garden?" she asked. "Yes," said Hansel. "Will you help me make bread in my oven?" "Oh, yes," said Gretel. "I like making bread." The children helped all day, and at bedtime, the old woman showed them a bedroom with two big warm beds. She closed the door, and Gretel and Hansel looked at their new room. There was a big box under the window. "Every day," she said, "I make you food, and I give you cake and biscuits and drinks, and you sleep in my beds. What I really need is meat, and there is no meat here. So I think I need to eat." And she stopped. "I think I need to eat," she said again. And she looked at Hansel. "You," she said.
"No, you can't eat me," he said. "You can't eat Hansel," said Gretel. "He's my brother, and I love him."
"Oh, but I can," said the old woman. Her nose was long, and her teeth were long, and her little eyes looked at Hansel. "But the problem is that you're not very fat. You eat all the cakes and biscuits and chocolate I give you, but you are still a very thin little boy. I want to eat a nice fat boy. So I'm going to put you in this room, and I'm going to close the door with this key, and I'm going to give you lots of food until you get very, very fat. And then I'm going to eat you." Hansel tried to run away, but the old woman took his arm, and he couldn't run. She put Hansel in the room and put the key in a box on the table. She looked at Gretel.
"And you, my girl," she said, "you must work harder. You can wash my clothes, clean my house, look after my garden, cook my food, and make my bread in the oven." Gretel was scared. The old woman wasn't nice or kind now. she didn't make cakes and biscuits for Gretel. Gretel worked hard. She slept on the floor and gave food to Hansel. Every day, the old woman went to Hansel's room. She didn't open the door because she didn't want him to run away. She spoke to him through the window. "Boy," she said, "give me your finger. I want to see a fat finger. Are you fat? Can I eat you soon?" Hansel gave her his finger. It was very thin. "No, you're not fat. I'll wait until you're fat. Then I will eat you." Gretel heard the old woman and she was scared. She couldn't sleep because she was scared, cold, and hungry.